As reported by Paul Robinson, it is June 29th, 2005 at 2130 Universal Coordinated Time, and this is WikiNews News Briefs. Here are the stories that are being covered. Pro-democracy protests in the capital of the Congo. Spain to legalize same-sex marriages. The World Health Organization is making some progress in the treatment of AIDS. United States Supreme Court Justice O'Connor to retire. The government of the state of Minnesota shuts down. Breaking news. Deaths as Congolese government cracks down on pro-democracy protests. Thousands of protesters are marching through the streets of Kinshasa, demanding that the government resign over delayed elections. They were met by security forces who shot in the air and threw tear gas grenades. Spain legalizes same-sex marriage. Spain, a predominantly Catholic country, became the third nation Thursday to legalize same-sex marriage following the Netherlands and Belgium. By a vote of 187 to 147 with four abstentions, the 350-seat Congress of Deputies approved the measure to give same-sex couples the same rights as heterosexual couples, including the right to adopt children and inherit each other's property. UNWHO making progress in treating HIV/AIDS, but will miss 2005 target. The World Health Organization has announced that the number of people receiving antiretroviral treatments in developing countries is increasing significantly, more than doubling between December 2003 and June 2005. 1 million people are now getting the drugs they need, compared to just 400,000 18 months ago. However, access to treatment is not growing as fast as demand, and the UN is unlikely to reach its target of treating 3 million people by the end of 2005. Just over half the people who need it. The longer-term target of universal treatment by 2010 is still likely to be met. United States Supreme Court Justice O'Connor to retire. United States Supreme Court Associate Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, 75, announced today her intention to retire from the court. She said she would be stepping down before the beginning of the court's fall term or when the Senate appoints a successor. The last appointment to the Supreme Court was Justice Stephen Breyer more than 10 years ago. Minnesota state government shuts down. 9,000 state employees in the U.S. state of Minnesota were left jobless Friday after state legislators failed to pass a spending bill that would have kept the state government up and running. It is not uncommon for states to miss their budget deadlines, but Minnesota, in contrast to other states, has no law that automatically extends the previous budget if lawmakers fail to approve a new budget. A court order earlier this month requires the state to continue to provide services essential to, quote, health, safety, and property. Thank you for joining us today. To receive more up-to-date news items as they occur, please visit wikinews.org. And be sure to check out our daily full-length audio news program called Audio WikiNews Full Report. I'm Paul Robinson for wikinews.org. Have a good day. If you wish to contact the staff of this broadcast, please send an email to audiowikinews@gmail.com. If you wish to contribute to WikiNews, please call United States telephone number, area code 206-339-WIKI. That's 206-339-9454. WikiNews is a nonprofit independent news site run by the nonprofit Wikimedia Foundation.